Over the coming weeks, we'll look at some of the key events in the Apostle Peter's life, seeking to find out how he became someone who followed Jesus fearlessly and wholeheartedly. It would be good to have a journal ready so you can write down what you hear and learn, as well as questions that you might have. Day 1. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Today we are looking at a passage of scripture that Peter wrote near the end of his life as an encouragement to the church. These words are said with the authority of someone who knows what he is saying to be true. Over the next 10 weeks, we will see how Peter became a person who could write with such authority. And as we watch Peter find his identity in Christ, we will also be able to ask God who we are in him.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
You'll notice that these verses are written to a group of people and not an individual. God's plan is not just about me, it's about us. While much of the world today encourages us to think only about ourselves and our needs, these verses remind us that God's plan for his church and the world is inclusive. His plan involves community. God, thank you that you have placed me in this church family. Please turn our hearts towards each other. Please bring someone from our church family to mind right now. God, thank you for that person. I pray your blessing on them. I pray that they'll know you in a deeper way today. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
What word or phrase stood out for you? Write it down so you can think about it during the day and share it with someone. Pause the recording if you need to. God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.